Make up or break up is on. And listen, this is where we need you. We need our 5-minute heroes to come in, give some advice, tell this couple if they should make up or break up. All the couples you hear on Make Up or Break Up, they are from the Northwest, and they're all willing to come on the show. I just received this message on my Facebook from Michaela, and Michaela says, "Hey, Fitz, my boyfriend and I are living together. We just got a brand new apartment where I put down the majority of the money. 2 months into getting the apartment, he brought home 2 cats. They were his family cats, and nobody else wanted them anymore. I am highly allergic to cats, and he knows it. I told him that I can't live with these cats, and they're making my life miserable. He tells me that he can't give them away because he's the only one that will take care of them. He tells me that I could just take medication and refuses to get rid of them. It's really affecting our relationship." So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome right now to the show, Michaela from Renton. Hello, Michaela.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Thank you so much for sending me that message. I appreciate you taking the time to do that. I appreciate you guys coming on the show to talk about this. So, you know, I've been allergic to cats. I was allergic to cats as a kid, then I grew out of it as an adult, but I know it's not easy having those cats around.
Yeah, I mean, they're really cute. Like, I like the idea of cats, but I just can't. My body doesn't. I mean, I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
So, let's see. Before you guys got your brand new apartment, that's when he brought the cats to the house?
It was after we got our new apartment. So, we've been living together there for about 2 months. And this is 2 months ago that he brought these cats home. So I've been dealing with this for 2 months now.
Did he ask you before he brought the cats home?
No, he just brought them home. I mean, and he was so apologetic that they were there. But it's not fair to me that I have to deal with this in my own home, you know?
And that's the thing with cat hair. Like with cat hair, I mean, it gets over absolutely everything. So probably, you know, whenever you leave your house, you have cat hair all over you. You're going to be sneezing and stuff all day long.
Yeah, it just never feels like I get any relief from it. And I, like, you know, carry around lint rollers and the whole bit. But it's like, in the furniture. It's, you know, even when doing laundry, like, just folding the laundry, it still just gets back on everything.
And I could see how it's probably affecting your relationship right now, because you're like, dude, I mean, are these cats more important than me? Is that kind of how you feel right now?
Oh, exactly. Like, I'm suffering here. And I feel like I didn't even get a say, and then he's not listening to me, that I need these cats out of the apartment. And, I mean, I feel bad. And he says there's no one else that will take them, but I don't know what else. I don't know what to do. I don't know who we can get, but he should work harder at trying to find someone to take them, like get a stranger. Like, I don't know if he doesn't trust anyone else because they were like family cats, but someone else needs to take these cats, and it can't be us.
I did hear that last week there was kind of like things came to like a climax where there was some, you know, some shouting going on, and he was just hell bent on keeping these cats with him. What is it about these cats? I mean, like, did he go through a traumatic event with them? Is it a dead relative? I mean, what's the deal with the kitty cats?
Why is he so attached to them?
Yeah, they were his cousins, and his cousin passed away, and it's really, really sad. And I again feel awful, but I'm here. I'm around, and I don't know why that I have to suffer in my own home because of it. And I know he's going through this really hard time, and so I've been trying to be patient and wait as long as possible.
What was it he said to you the other night? Because you messaged me that he said something to you that you don't know if you could ever forget.
Just that like he couldn't believe that I didn't care about these living creatures and that I was heartless. And I'm not heartless, and it made me feel terrible that he thinks that of me, that he would think that I just don't care. But I just can't tolerate it.
Okay. Listen, you do know that Josh is on hold right now. He's hearing all this. But again, I want to thank you guys for willingly coming on this show. We're going to get Josh on in a second, kind of get his take. We're going to find out what the deal with the cats are, why he can't find maybe another owner if he loves you, right? I mean, isn't that what he would do if he loved you more than his kitty cats?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I don't know why I'm not more important.
All right, let's welcome Josh to the show right now. Hello, Josh.
Hi.
Hello, Josh from Renton. How are you, sir?
I'm okay.
I'm just going to come out and ask you, are your cats more important than your girlfriend, Michaela?
It's hard. They're not more important. That's an insane thing to say, but I do have, I don't know if Michaela told you, but that Garth and Trisha were my cousin Terry's cat.
Hang on a second. Hold up. The name of your cats are Garth and Trisha?
Yeah.
Oh, I think that's sweet. Oh,
that is precious. Aww.
Sweet.
Man, can't give away Garth and Trisha. Okay, I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. So my cousin Terry, I don't know if she told you, passed away a few months ago. I've been fighting cancer for a while. And
I'm sorry about that.
Thank you. Anyway, nobody would take these cats in my family, and they were talking about putting them down. And it's been a bit stressful because I took in these cats, and nobody's going to take them. And I can't stand the thought of just either these cats like ending up at a shelter or putting them to sleep just because they're an inconvenience. It just drove me crazy, you know?
Well, I could tell you right here at Fitz in the Morning and 98.9 The Bull, we are never going to let Garth and Trisha be put down.
Never.
Never.
I mean,
we'll or end up in a shelter.
If right. It's an issue of you trying to find someone, you know, to take care of the cats, Claire, like Aunt Claire, I know that you're a cat lady.
Right. If this doesn't work out, I'll take them.
Garth and Trisha can move in with Claire.
Right.
This might be the most resolute solution we've ever had on Makeup or Breakup.
I'm calling Baton Rouge right now.
Yeah.
Josh, is that the issue? Like, you really can't find someone, or you just don't want to let them out of your life? What's the...
I don't know. I was really close to my cousin, Terry, and he loved these cats a lot. And I just feel like I'm letting Terry down if I'm going to let some... I just really...
What about letting... But aren't you sick of having a girlfriend that's sneezing and sniffling all the time?
I mean, yeah. I don't want the cats to cause Kayla any pain. That's not what I want to do, you know?
I mean, can you reach out to any... Do you have any friends that could take them? Then you could still visit them. You could still know how they're doing. Maybe they could send you pictures all the time. Well, I don't know. But is there any place outside of your house that you can find? I guess the better question is, are you willing to do that?
You know what? I think I have a friend who has a cat named Reba. They could all hang out. Garth, Trisha, and Reba.
Honestly, yeah. You guys, in all seriousness, we're getting a couple of texts with people who have suggestions for places where you can rehome these cats.
There's people saying they'll take them.
Yeah. So I guess what I'm wondering is...
I don't know if he wants to give away Garth and Trisha.
Are you willing to let them go? Is it that exactly that you can't find a good home or that you just want to be their home?
I mean, in a perfect world, I would want to be their home. And
okay, bye-bye, Michaela.
I know that can't happen.
I thought I knew inside I was going to come down this, but I genuinely feel for Josh because I understand the emotional connection to his cat through his cousin, but
what about his girlfriend? Now people are calling up saying they'll take Michaela. This is great.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy. We're rehoming everybody today.
We're giving away everybody. All right.
All right.
Listen, guys, I'm going to put you on hold. Again, I told you about the therapist, and we're going to pass that number to you. He's willing to see you guys free of charge. But Makeup or Breakup right now, this is a big one, especially when it comes to pets. Text us to 96459 or 833-822-BULL. Thank you, Michaela and Josh from Renton. I really appreciate you guys volunteering to come on the show. I really appreciate it. And turn up the radio. There's a lot of people wanting to give you advice right now.
Thank you, guys.
You bet. Thank you so much. Let's go to Trash Man Mike. He's in Coopville right now. Trash Man Mike, Makeup or Breakup. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning. How are y'all?
What's up, my friend? We're good. What do you think?
Well, I think it should be a no-brainer. I mean, if she's allergic to cats, he ought to find a place to get rid of them. I understand what he's talking about, but she's more important.
What about Garth and Trisha? What about these cats? Where are they going to go?
There are places that'll take them. I can't remember the name of the place, but it's across from Seattle, and they'll take them and rehome them.
Claire, you even said that you would volunteer.
I've got kind of a full house, but I don't want the cats to, you know, end up dead. So I'll take them if no one else will. Yeah. But you know, but I'm not the only one. Now, like I said, we got a lot of texts for people offering them.
833-822-BULL. I can't believe he's really not willing to give up his cats for his girl, even if he knows that these cats are going to be in a safe home. He wants Garth and Trisha to stay with him.
I think that's the thing. I don't think he's trying that hard to find a home.
Angela and Sumner. Angela, go ahead.
Hey, so if cats are like, I mean, you know, Fitz, a dog is your baby, right?
Right, right.
If I wouldn't be expected to give up my baby for a man... Why should a man be expected to give up his fur baby for a woman?
You know what?
Or
Touché.
Or my cousin who died, and I'm taking ownership of her children. It's the same concept.
You know what? Now that you brought that up, I really do. I see that. You make a great point.
But then again, Auntie Claire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Auntie Claire is willing to step up and take Garth and Trisha.
Yeah.
Because they shouldn't be separated.
Oh, boy. Auntie Claire's going to have a lot of explaining when she gets home.
Yeah. Thank you, Angela. Great text coming in to 96459.
Here's another one that supports that point, which is they're saying break up. She needs to take a Benadryl. No one dies from a cat allergy. Her extra is showing.
But then, being so extra.
But then supporting Michaela, Allison from Bremerton, she says, I think he's being very selfish. He needs to care more about her than the cats. So we're getting both sides here. It's evenly split.
You know, it'd be different if the cats' names were like, you know, Morris and Fuzzy. But this is Garth and Trisha we're talking about here. It takes it to another level. Snohomie Sam, what's up, dude? Go ahead. Your thoughts, make up or break up?
I'm out here thinking makeup. I see both sides, obviously. A close relative loses some cats. And you got to take them in. You got to care for them if no one else will. But me being allergic to cats as well, severely allergic, I see her side where it's like the cat hair just lingers in the air. And then as soon as you walk in, you automatically just get allergies. So,
hey, Sam, somebody texted in and said, why didn't the lady just take a Benadryl? Because if you've ever been allergic to cats, you know that a simple Benadryl is not going to take care of that every time.
And especially if, like, it doesn't kick in until maybe 25, 30 minutes after you take it.
You're right. Somebody just texted in, hey, Fitz, place in Arlington called Perfect Pals, no kill shelter.
Right.
Yeah.
Now another one says a lot of people who have cat allergies still have cats. Mm-hmm. So we're definitely divided on this.
Okay. Do you have a percentage on makeup or breakup today?
I think it's 61% breakup.
Wow.